and you still come out.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right.
Looking Jesus, pretty good.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Lord, Jesus. You've been good to me.
Yes.
Amen. I don't deserve it.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
No, you don't.
Mm-mm.
Amen.
Jesus.
You can't sit there and say, JoJo really don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
You need to put your finger on your chest.
That's right.
Say, Lord, I don't deserve it.
That's right. That's right.
But you've been good to me.
Amen.
Hallelujah, yeah. Jesus.
Thank you.
That right there should elevate
thank
your mind.
That's right.
So you can go higher.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. It don't matter what you've done.
Uh-huh.
Amen. You shouldn't be so haughty minded. Amen. That you should recognize. Amen. The Lord, you've been good to me. And I do worship you. Amen. No matter what folks say.
Come on.
Yeah?
Amen.
It was all God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to go to Matthew's, the 11th chapter.
Amen.
Matthew's 11. In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I'm the righteousness of God.
I am the righteousness of God.
Therefore, I am entitled,
therefore,
to covenant kindness,
and
covenant favor.
The
favor of God,
favor
is among the righteous.
Is among the righteous.
The favor of God,
surrounds
the righteous.
Surrounds
therefore,
therefore,
it surrounds me,
surrounds
and everywhere I go,
everywhere
and
I go.
In everything I do.
In everything I do,
I expect the favor of God,
favor of God,
to be in full manifestation.
In
my life.
In my life.
Never again.
Never again.
Will I be without the favor of God.
Will I be without the favor of God.
It rests richly upon me.
It rests richly upon me.
It profusely abides in me.
It profusely abides in me.
I'm a part of the generation.
I am part of the generation.
That is experiencing God's favor.
That is experiencing God's favor.
Immeasurably.
Immeasurably.
Limitlessly.
Limitlessly.
And surpassingly.
And surpassingly.
Therefore.
Therefore.
Favor produces.
Favor produces.
Supernatural increase.
Supernatural increase.
Promotion.
Promotion.
Restoration.
Restoration.
Honor.
Honor.
Increased assets.
Increased assets.
Greater victory.
Greater victory.
Prominence.
Prominence.
Preferential treatment.
Preferential treatment.
Petitions granted.
Petitions granted.
Policies and rules changed.
Policies and rules changed.
And battles won.
And battles won.
In which I do not have to fight.
In which I do not have to fight.
The favor of God.
The favor of
goes
God
before me.
Goes before
therefore,
me. Therefore,
my life will never be the same.
My life will never be the same.
This is the time.
This is the time
of God's favor.
Of God's favor.
In my life.
In my life.
That's the favor of God.
That's the favor
in
of God.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We rebuke every stress, every
yes
tension,
thank you,
every distraction,
every
ailment in the
yes
name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
We cast it down.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
So your people be free to give your praise.
Yes.
Free to hear your word.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
And every device of the enemy that he planted today
yes
is canceled right now.
In Jesus'
name. We won't look at it no longer.
Hallelujah.
We won't tolerate it no longer.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We lift up your name.
Because yes
your name is worthy
hallelujah
to be praised. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah,
amen
God. You can't look at stress and problems and not say nothing about it. The devil is a lie.
Yes.
This is the day
yes
that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
And I won't take it back.
Yes.
I won't back up.
Yes.
I won't stand down.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
The devil is a lie.
Yes, Lord.
Your feelings is a lie.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And the word is true.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. You're stronger than what your situation said you are.
Yes.
You're more than a conqueror through yes Christ Jesus.
Yes.
You better shake that off.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Shake the devil off.
In the name of Jesus.
In in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You can't let nothing burden you down.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And you're in the house of the Lord.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
The devil is alive.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You walk out of here the same, that's your fault.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You walk out of here still burned down, that's your fault.
Amen.
Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. You take in his word, you'll be free. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Worry about the opinions and everything of what man got to say.
Yes.
You better worry about what God has to say.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Matthew 11, verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Verse 28 says, come unto me, all ye labor and are heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy. And my burdens light.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Lord God, we thank you for your word, Lord God. Let your word penetrate the mind and the hearts of your people, Lord God.
Yes, Lord. Thank
hallelujah.
You.
To accept your word, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
To walk out your word, Lord
yes.
God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And see your word, Lord God, come to fruition in their lives
yes.
in a greater way. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Speak from a subject. What's around your neck?
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen. What's around your neck.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Look to your neighbor and say, what's around your neck?
What's around your neck?
Amen. You're carrying something. Amen. That you weren't made to carry.
Amen.
Amen.
You're
carrying something that's really not your responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
You're carrying something that's not appointed to you.
Well.
Amen.
Amen.
Many times we see in life that we are carriers of things that God did not appoint us to carry. Because we are people that have a good heart. I really care about this and care about that. Well, the devil knows you care too. Amen. And you're constantly finding yourself in situations, amen, around you. And you're trying to care about everything. You can't care about everything because everything is not for you. Amen. We know that we talk about a yoke. What is a yoke?
Uh-huh.
Amen. A yoke is what they use with oxen. And they put yoke around oxen to pull a load.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
It is a yoke that goes around the neck and it has its harness. And most time they have two oxen beside each other. And they and that other oxen has a harness.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
And that harness is put on by the owner. Amen. The man who is driving that oxen to do whatever, carry loads or do field work. Amen.
Amen.
So many times we are people that do work, and work.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm one of those people too. Amen. That you just, all you know is the work. Amen. I found myself so many times being around work.
Amen.
When you leave work, you're going to work somewhere else.
Amen.
Amen. And you leave, by the time you leave that place, you got to go back to work.
Amen.
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 And to go, I have to work. But I found out that I don't have to do all the work.
All right.
Amen. When the Bible talks about his yoke is easy. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah. And his burden is a light. Is that he's trying to show us that what I have appointed in your life is easier than what you have selected.
Okay.
Hmm. Amen. It's easier than what you have selected. Amen. And if you be honest with yourself, we've selected some yokes. That's not his yoke.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Some yokes that eventually came off.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 Some yokes that were prayed off.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. But we also still have some yokes still around our necks.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. But what kind of yokes are you talking about? Amen. We have, some of us have family yokes.
Come on now.
Amen.
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 Come on.
Holding up, supporting, doing things for certain family members or a family member, and it seems like it's never going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like it's a burden.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like it's something that won't come from around your neck.
Amen.
You know that most chains and most necklaces or whatever, it has a place where you can untie it.
All right.
Unlatch it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
But it's not so easy when it's spiritual.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen. It's not so easy when it's invisible. But while it can be invisible, it can still be a burden.
Amen.
It can still play its way into your physical health.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about yokes.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us have a yoke of finances.
Amen.
Amen. A yoke of finances seems like you can't just get over the tip of the heel.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like if one thing show up, it's gonna push you way back down in the back.
Amen.
And just one thing. If my tie get a nail in it,
mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
It's over.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Huh? If that toilet water don't stop running in that bowl,
mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Just one more problem.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And you have a yoke of worry.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
On jobs.
Amen.
People that don't too much care about you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Just talking about that a little bit in Sunday school. Everybody got their preference with names now.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Want to be called this, referred to as that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
But I say like this, like the HR guy said at my job, I said, what's your legal name?
Amen.
Amen.
What's the name that's on paper?
Hallelujah.
Huh? Amen. We ain't making up no names.
That's right.
If your legal name don't say that, then I'm going to call you your legal name.
Say it.
Amen.
Amen.
Huh? And sometimes you just got to call the devil his legal name.
Amen.
He's not your friend.
Oh,
huh?
Amen.
He's not your host. Amen. He's not your lover.
Come on.
His legal name is Satan.
Satan.
The accuser of the brother.
Yes.
And he came to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's, right.
That's your legal name.
That's
we ain't making up no names for you.
Come on.
Amen. You are who you are. Because your legal name.
Come on.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And if Jesus was to judge you by your legal name,
right.
You wouldn't be under the blood.
Come on.
But because of the blood, and the blood goes over your legal name, that God sees Christ coming and not you. That's why you say, Father, forgive us for our sins. Because the blood is covering your legal name.
Say that.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah.
If you went by your legal because of the blood is over your legal name.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Say that, say that.
Thank you, Lord.
And when you put the blood over your life,
yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's why Satan can't come and be a child of God, because he ain't got the blood.
Come on.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. That's why he gonna stay Satan.
Yeah.
And you need to treat Satan like his legal name. Amen. That's why anything of Satan you shouldn't try to have in your house.
Come on.
Because the blood don't cover that. The blood covering you.
Come on.
The Bible says you've been bought with the blood.
That's right.
The ransom of Christ's blood had purchased you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
He didn't purchase Satan. We see a lot of folks just in this day and time is going by Satan's this preferred name.
Yeah.
Amen.
But his legal name they won't talk about.
Come on.
His legal name they won't put out there.
Come on.
Because they're under his yoke of bondage.
Amen.
Amen.
Teach us.
Here we see that John in this 11th chapter he's been locked up now. And Jesus is on the scene.
Amen.
Amen. Going to, he had a meet with the disciples. And after he had a meet with the disciples, they went into the town.
Amen.
Amen. Doing ministry.
Yes.
Amen. Teaching the people. Performing miracles.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
John had one of his disciples said, go and ask him, is he the one or should we be looking for another? Amen. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Is he the one or we should be looking for another?
Yeah.
The Bible says that they seen Jesus, they asked him the same thing John told them to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, you go back, tell John. Huh? That the blind can see.
Right.
Amen.
The lame can walk.
Well.
Amen.
Those who have leprosy are cleansed.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Those who have a disturbed mind, regulate.
Come
on. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The dead raised.
Yes.
Amen.
Come on.
Miracles are happening.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And when you start seeing miracles in the church, huh?
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. It ain't because of the legal name.
It's
because of the blood.
Thank you.
Huh?
Right. Yeah.
It's because of the blood.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
And if you stay under the blood, not on top of the blood, you stay under the blood.
Yes,
right.
Huh? When you stay submerged in the blood, amen, that you start seeing things change.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Bible says that Jesus went through these cities performing miracles, but those towns, some of those towns, the Bible says, he had to go back and renounce it. He said, because they didn't repent.
That's right. That's right.
Huh?
That's right. That's right.
Amen. So that means even when God bless you, huh? Even when God bless your life, and you refuse to give him reverence, refuse to stay in repentant a heart,
say so.
Stay humble,
say so.
That God can refute those blessings.
Amen.
Rebuke those blessings.
Say so.
Take back those blessings.
My God.
Take back those talents.
My God.
Take back that nice job that you had.
Amen.
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 Let the pestilence, amen,
amen,
huh, come and eat up your stuff.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says there were cities that were worse than the ones that he went through. And they'd be more tolerable in the day of judgment than those cities were.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Huh? You don't want something worse to happen to you.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
He even said Sodom would be more tolerable in the day of judgment than these two towns that he named.
Mm-hmm.
He named two towns in there. What, four towns? No, sorry, two. Chorazin and Bethsaida.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went down to Capernaum.
Mm-hmm.
And he compared these towns. And he said that Tyre sedan. There'd be, would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
They'd be more tolerable in the day of judgment. Mm-hmm. And then he talked about Capernaum. He said, which are exalted above the heavens. And 23, shalt thou be brought down to hell? For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. He said, if I would have went through Sodom, amen. Now you know about Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, if I would have went to those, that city right there, it would still be standing. But you didn't even want to repent. And you've seen these mighty works, these mighty miracles that were done in your city, done in your town.
Amen.
And you still didn't repent. Amen.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing that how God can bless folks and they don't repent?
Yeah.
They don't turn from their evil ways.
That's what it does.
Amen. Somebody could drop dead right now. And God bring them to life, and you still wouldn't drop them drugs.
Come on.
Amen. Drop lying,
come
stealing,
amen.
Hormone. Amen.
Amen.
That wouldn't be convincing enough to let you see the power of God is real, and you wouldn't change your life.
Amen.
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 A man on top of the church, and he fall, instead of him falling to his death, some kind of invisible angel let him just float down like a piece of paper to land on his feet, and you wouldn't believe that angels were real.
Come on,
man.
We talk about miracles. Jesus went through these cities doing miracles.
Amen.
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 Because he was under his Father's will. You got to make sure that the yoke is not your yoke.
Amen.
Not the yoke of society.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But you're under your Father's yoke.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light.
Amen.
And when he put his yoke on you, amen, you will see that things are easier under his control,
amen,
than it is from the world's control.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Than it is from your own perspective.
Amen.
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 Than it is from your own tiredness.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Than it is from your own job itinerary.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I find that sometimes work can be a long day sometimes. It can be hard sometimes. Mm-hmm. Trying sometimes. Dealing with folks that don't even know themselves. I've said better than dealing with people who don't even know their name.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me? Mm-hmm. Amen. I've been saying sometimes you acting like Satan. Because
mm-hmm.
Satan must not know how bad he is.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because if he knew how bad he was, amen, but he a reprobate.
Yeah, right.
Satan is a reprobate.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Amen. But if he knew how bad he was, he wouldn't get under the blood. But because he's a reprobate, he can't get under the blood. Because what he thinks he's doing is right. Amen.
Amen.
But Satan only have a short time.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he's going to be cut off.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to let you know your trouble has a short time.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's going to be cut off.
Glory. What
you're going through right now has a short time. And it's going to be cut off. Hallelujah, Jesus. The stress that you're going through, short time. And it's going to be cut off. What it's saying is that you're going to have your release. You're going to have your joy.
Hallelujah.
You're going to have your moment of relax. You're going to have your moment of peace. That surpasses of all understanding.
Yeah.
That's going to guide your heart to Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. Sooner or later, it's going to turn in my favor.
Amen.
she's working it out for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Just remember what's around your neck. Amen. What's around your neck? Hallelujah. And if it's something around your neck that you don't need around your neck, that you know that's burdening you, and you just know it's not appointed by God.
Amen.
The Bible says that the anointing destroys the yoke.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. The anointing destroys the yoke of bondage. It don't break it up. It destroys it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You don't need nothing broken in your life. You need some stuff destroyed.
Amen.
Where it can't get put back together.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. We look at a lot of commercials and everything else and get the how to fix this and fix that. Mm-hmm. But something God said, I'm going to destroy so it can't be fixed.
Amen.
It can't turn around.
Come on.
It can't be redone.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Whatever's going on in your life that you need destroyed, say, Lord, I need your anointing.
Amen.
To destroy whatever it is that's going on. Amen. Because the anointing destroys the yoke. Hallelujah. You got purpose. Amen. You yet to see wins discovered.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. You yet to see some wins discovered. They had this little saying up in one of the payroll offices. That was at the workplace, and I took a screenshot of that thing, and I said, I'm gonna have to get this now. I like that. They had it on the board in there, and I said, I'm gonna take me a picture of that. And it took me a little while, but it says the quote for that week was, "The wind is coming. Mm-hmm. Don't let your wind, W-I-E-N, worry you."
Come on now.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Said your wind is coming. But don't let your win worry you.
Okay.
Amen. Your W-I-N is coming.
Right.
But don't let your W-H-E-N worry you.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
You just got to hold on to the W-I-N and say, Lord, when you bless me. Lord, when you make it happen. But I'm going to stand on your word until it comes.
Yes.
I'm not going to look at the dates of it.
Yes.
I'm not going to look at the times of it.
Yes.
I'm not going to worry about getting grace from it.
Yes.
I'm going to just depend on your word.
Yes.
I'm standing on your word.
Yes.
Because I know when I stand on your word, everything else will see. But your word will stand.
Yes.
I'm not worried about the W-I-N.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not worried about the W-H-E-N. Amen. Because when you put it in my life, when you open up the floodgates, everything back there ain't going to even matter.
Yes.
What I've been through ain't even going to matter.
Come on.
Amen. When you get a breakthrough, a real breakthrough that you've been praying for, and it seems like it took years.
Yes.
Amen. It's amazing how God erased the toil.
Yes.
You forget about the toil.
Yeah.
Amen. You don't even feel the toil no more. Amen. Because the wind, W-I-N, is so strong that the W-H-E-N didn't matter.
Come on.
Yes.
Tell somebody, say, I'm getting to my W-I-N.
Get to my W-I-N.
And I'm not going to worry about my W-H-E-N.
Yes.
No more. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's how you can get the yoke off. Amen. Well, you don't even worry about when it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You worry about what God said.
Mm-hmm.
God said, I'm gonna bless you, deliver you, set you free, move you from this place to that place.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Move you from Egypt to the promised land.
Amen.
You don't worry about the W-H-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God said he going to bless you. Don't worry about the W-H-E-N.
That's right.
Amen.
You hang on to say, because he said he going to bless you.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start, when you get closer, the more you get closer to him,
mm-hmm.
amen, you ain't going to see anything worry about that. You'll be like, Lord, I love getting closer to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You'll fall in love with the relationship
yeah.
and not the benefits of the relationship.
Yeah.
These people in these towns were falling in love. relationship. But I promise you, if you try to fall in love with benefits, you won't have no relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen. People want benefits, no relationship.
That's right.
Ain't nobody going to stay with your tail if you worry about the benefits.
That's right.
They're going to get rid of you quick, faster than a hairy.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Ain't nobody want to stay with you because you're going to pay this, pay that, more than this, that, third. Then you're going to wear them out.
That's right.
Like, this junk right here ain't no good.
Amen.
Huh? After Jesus performed all those miracles, these rascals ain't no good.
Amen.
Amen. Huh?
Ah.
These rascals ain't no good. Went back and took all them blessings. That's exactly what, that's layman's term. But that the Bible says it in a biblical, spiritual way. But I'm just telling you exactly what it say. This blame term. He said these jokers, these jokers ain't no good.
Amen.
Huh?
Say
amen.
Amen.
Hmm. I'm going to say it in our terms.
Amen.
These Negroes ain't no good. Huh? Amen.
Amen.
You don't want to be in that group.
Amen.
Huh?
Right.
When God bless you, you want to recognize him. Want to serve him better.
Amen.
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 Yeah, you do.
Yes, you do.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
And want him to clean you out even the more.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God is good.
Amen.
Amen. All the time. God is good.
Yes,
and his yoke is easy.
Mm-hmm.
And his burden is a lot.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You make sure you what's around your neck.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. What's around your neck? Amen. God bless you. Stand to your feet.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. He said, come unto me.
Yes.
Amen. If you got some stuff going on, come unto me.
Amen.
Amen.
If you believe in me, come unto me. Amen. If you're willing, come unto me.
Amen.
If you recognize you and not everybody else, come to me.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, I'll give you rest. Huh? You don't have to carry what you think you got to carry. Amen. You don't have to carry what you think you have to carry. Hallelujah, Lord. I've been at work and thought I had to carry the company.
Mm-hmm.
Carry my department.
Yes,
huh?
Yes.
Come on here. Carry things out that I wasn't even getting paid for. Watch out for stuff that I wasn't even getting paid for.
That's right.
Huh? But you don't have to care what you think you have to. I learned that what people are putting on you, they putting their problems on you.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. They loading your wagon down.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So they wagon to be light.
Amen.
And you find them coming to work cheesy. Because they know they got an ox with a yoke.
That's right.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
But I learned that sometimes as you read, you'll find out what you're supposed to be carrying.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. You read, you'll find out you don't supposed to be carrying all that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Jesus said, I tell you the reverse of it. He said, cast all your cares.
That's right.
On me.
Amen.
Because I care for you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I carry the load.
Glory,
all
glory,
I want
glory.
You to do is walk straight.
Mm-hmm.
He said, don't look to the left nor to the right.
Amen.
But keep your eyes on me.
Amen.
He said,
amen.
I'll carry the weight of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I won't buckle. But you will.
Mm-hmm.
but you will. I won't give out or give in, but you will.
Yes.
Cast all your cares on me.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I want you to experience freedom. I want you to experience peace. I want you to experience joy.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. All I ask you to do is keep your eyes on me. Peter, when you got off the ship, when you asked me, say, Lord, bid me to come. I told you to come on. You didn't have to worry about the elements or what was going on around you. All you had to do was just look at me, and you will stay on top. All you got to do is look at the Father, and you will stay on top. It's only when you take your eyes off of them, you begin to see. You begin to experience depression. Amen. Disappointment. Hallelujah. When you take your eyes off of them. You experience the pressures of this life. The cares get to you. The cares silence your praise. Silence and make you numb to your relationship with God when you take your eyes off of it.
That's right.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And if you can be real,
hallelujah.
The things around you do distract you.
Yes.
It does tempt you.
Yes.
Amen. It does try to draw you in because it's so much. Even when Peter seen Jesus, it was a world around Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
But Jesus wasn't wanting him to focus on the elements.
That's right.
Focus on the conditions. He was wanting him to see that he could walk on top of the conditions.
Yes.
If he kept his mind, his eyes aligned with the Master.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
What Jesus was showing Peter is
thank
that
you.
If you don't keep your eyes on me. This is what could happen. But it's not what's happening.
Uh-huh.
You didn't hear what I said.
Yes.
This is what could happen.
Uh-huh.
But that's not what's happening. What's happening is that you're walking on what could happen.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Huh?
Yes.
And some things can be going on, but it could be what could happen.
Amen.
But God has you on what really is. His presence.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm talking about his yoke is easy. And his burden is a lot. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you.
If anybody needs to come to the Lord, salvation. Amen. It's hard to carry friends.
Amen.
Carry people. Carry ideas. Amen. The things of this world, society, amen. But when you accept Christ in your life,
yes.
You'll find relief.
Yes, you will.
You'll find joy.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, Jesus. You'll have a right perspective.
Amen.
Of the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. It'd be like a experience in your own home of heaven coming down. Amen. People be they look at you and say, I don't see how you got all this joy.
Amen.
I don't see how you so relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I don't see how things don't get to you.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
Because I stay out of what could happen.
That's right.
Amen.
And I keep my eyes on the Master.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you.
Huh?
Thank you.
He controls everything in the earth. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for your word.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for your presence, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, move, Lord.
Yes. Yes,
in the lives of your people.
Yes.
In their spirit, man.
Yes, Lord.
In places, Lord, they don't even know how to ask.
Yes.
word says that you make intercession for us with groanings and moanings that cannot be uttered. Because we don't even know how to pray as we should. But Lord, you make intercession for us.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Lord. Because you carry the load.
Yes, Lord.
We can't carry no load, Lord.
Thank you.
There's some people here today say, I can't do this no more.
Thank you.
I can't do it no more.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
My strength is strained.
Yes, Lord.
My focus is strained. My willpower to do it is strained.
Yes.
Lord, my neck is hurt. And my feet too. Lord, destroy the yoke.
Yes, Lord.
Over your people.
Yes, Lord.
Where the necks are free. Because you set them free. You said, who you set free is free indeed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we walk into your word, Lord. And we accept you.
Thank you.
We want you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Lord, take us over. Direct us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Appoint us, guide us, lead us.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, teach us.
Yes.
Speak to us,
yes.
Holy Spirit.
Yes. Thank you.
Speak a word of life,
oh.
Holy Spirit.
Oh, yes.
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 That we can't refute.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
We need you, Lord.
Yes.
We got to have you, Lord. Can't live without
you.
No way, no how.
Thank you.
Yeah,
my God.
Oh,
my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Our hands are raised in surrender. Not our will, but thy will be done. Forgive us for serving and part-timing on you.
Yes, yes.
With other things and other people. Other conditions. Lord, forgive us for trying to part-time on you, trying to survive.
Yes.
Trying to compromise.
Yes.
Trying to get along. Created us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Created
thank
us,
you.
Lord.
Thank you.
A clean heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Creating us a clean heart, Lord. We need a clean heart to go through
yes.
this.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And renew the right spirit.
Yes.
Your spirit.
Yes.
Your Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
In us, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Because
all
the things that will last is the things that we do for you.
Yes, Lord.
That's the only thing that's going to last. All this extra stuff ain't going to last.
Yes, Lord.
But all the things we do, all the things that we do for Christ
yes, Lord.
Will last, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. So many concerns on your people, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, let you be their primary concern.
Hallelujah.
Over family members.
Yes, Lord.
Over debts and money.
Yes, Lord.
This and the debts. Hallelujah. Over our children. Let, Lord, we want you to be primary.
Yes, Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah.
We need your word, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We need the relationship with you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Ain't nothing going to satisfy us down here but you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
The song says, I searched all over.
Hey,
couldn't find nobody. I looked high.
Hallelujah.
And I looked low.
Yes.
And I still couldn't find nobody. And if we add our own to it, I went around corners,
yes,
zigzagged,
yes,
and still couldn't find nobody.
Yes, amen.
Nobody but you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
So, Lord, I don't have anything. We don't have anything else to offer.
Yes, Lord.
Ain't nothing. We can't even pay. Only thing we have to offer is ourselves.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
We give our life to you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That's the only thing valuable that we have is ourselves.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
We can't pay our way out of this thing.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
We only have ourselves, Lord. You said if a man save himself,
yes, Lord,
he'll lose his life.
Yes.
But if he lose his life for Christ's sake,
he'll
gain it.
Yes.
Lord God, we're going to lose our life for anything down here.
Hallelujah.
We'll lose it for you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets you.
Yes, yes.
We'll lay aside every weight and sin, Lord. Every distraction, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Every hate, Lord God. Every disagreement, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Every sneakiness, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Manipulation, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Deceiving people, Lord,
yes,
God.
Lord. Help
us, Lord. There's more things in this world that's a sin than just homosexuality.
Yes, Lord.
Every drug habit. Put it aside, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We
thank
drop
you.
It, Lord God, into
yes.
the abyss.
Yes, Lord.
And we run to you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Even if that habit ain't a drug habit, but it could be pain pills.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Anything that's a habit that control our life.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Lord God. We make you the primary, Lord God.
Yes.
We cast off, and Lord God, we ask you to destroy every yoke of bondage.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, you wanted bondage and the yoke to be destroyed so Pharaoh couldn't even come back no more.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
These Egyptians that you see today,
oh, my God.
You will see them no more.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
This yoke of bondage, let's destroy it today.
Yes.
You will see it no more. In no light except your light.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
Your way, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
We starve out anything else that's contrary to it.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.